It's unbelievable. Biggie just started talking about Georgia and Florida. Just played a piece here locally about Georgia and Florida. It's serendipitous. They just played on Saturday, the Georgia-Florida game. What is it called? The largest outdoor cocktail party in the world. Georgia beat Florida. And not a half hour ago, I just saw, Biggie, you don't know this. Chris Tim and I saw this.
One of us wept at his desk.
I wept. You know me. You know how I do.
He's a softy.
I'm a softy. Self-proclaimed softy. Okay?
Mr. Softy.
Mr.
Get the ice cream truck music.
Depends on the subject.
Get the ice cream truck music.
Here comes Chris Kelly.
Softy. Absolutely as soft as it gets. Yeah. My intro music. That's my intro. When that starts playing, I'm going to walk up.
Here comes Kelly.
Here comes Mr. Softy.
If you were a big leaguer, this would be your walk-up.
That's right.
Music.
And they'd say, is this some kind of mistake? No.
No.
Mr. Softy is coming to the plate. Is there any chance he gets on?
No. I doubt it.
No. What if he gets hit by a pitch? No. I'm Mr. Softy. So today, they do a report on the news about a woman who is all Georgia Bulldogs. She loves the Georgia Bulldogs. And she's 23 years old. She's beautiful. I think she went to Georgia. She's at every game, you know, just grew up dogs. And she's killed in a car accident. It is just gut-wrenching. And I'm staring at it like you wouldn't believe. And Chris Dim is like, we got to get ready for this show. Where he's typing away, and I'm like, I can't even think about this show right now. This radio show. I was like, you know, I am totally drawn in. We're watching on ABC/ESPN, and they're doing this report for the Florida Georgia game. Well, I mean, it's a terribly sad story. She passes away in a car accident. 3 months earlier, she had decided to become an organ donor. She just checked the box when she got her license. Out of nowhere. She had never been an organ donor before. Well, the guy who got her lungs had like no time left. He said, I'd given up. I had totally given up. He's a big time Florida fan. All right. He's a Florida Gator fan.
Heated rival.
They played this weekend. You know, they always play at that neutral site, Gator Bowl. It's a big time rivalry. So he's a huge Florida Gator fan, and he's told, you're going to get the lungs of a woman who died in a car accident.
Pass.
Come on, Biggie. Remember, Mr. Softy's in the room. Don't do that.
She's a dog. No thanks.
I'll take my chances.
Listen to this part of it. This part you won't believe, okay? He's out for the surgery. He's under, okay? He doesn't know whose lungs he's getting. He just knows he's getting lungs. So during the surgery, he has a vision of going to heaven. And a young woman says, it's not your time yet. Go and be with your family. It's not your time. As he's going into heaven, he sees the bright light and everything. So, of course, he wakes up. As he comes out of the surgery, within a few hours, the TV is on in his room. And they do a story on the local news about the girl who has died, but saved an anonymous person with her lungs, her heart, her liver, they all go somewhere else. And he says to his family, oh my God, that's the girl that I saw when I was having surgery. Uh-huh. You think I wasn't carried? I'm on the floor weeping. I said to Chris Dim, delay the show. Delay the start of the show.
Huh?
I said to Chris, are you seeing this?
Huh? What? He didn't care at all. He didn't care at all. All right.
Who won the late game?
That's right.
That's right. I am glued to it. Okay. So there's one more detail. He's a diehard Florida Gator fan. She was a diehard Georgia Bulldog fan and alum of the University of Georgia. She gives the lungs to him. He wakes up. He sees her on TV. He says, oh my God, he's crying. He's like, this girl told me. It's not your time in heaven yet. Go back to earth. Be with your family. He is. He's done it. He trashed every bit of his Florida gear, and he's now a Georgia Bulldog fan. He completely flip-flopped sides, went over to the Bulldog sign, and now went to his first ever Florida-Georgia game.
In the red and black.
In the red and black with her family. They sat together and cheered for the dogs.
He's a changed man.
He's changed and cheers for the dogs. Whew. Tell me that's something, not something.
I see. Yeah.
Yeah. I am blown away by this story. This is unreal. I was completely moved by it. I was 100%. You know how I get on those.
I do.
I get sucked into those things.
I mean, it's easier to be a Georgia fan right now than a Florida fan.
Ain't no question. The dogs are way up right now.
Yeah.
They just want. They, yeah. they keep winning.
They're riding high.
They keep winning national championships.
I doubt it was that hard to give it up.
Chomp, whatever.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, Florida's starting a rookie. They're starting a freshman.
Yeah, what are they on, like their fifth coach in four years?
Yep. Got a true freshman under center. So, yep. I'll also let me thank Biggie and apologize to him. I'm hate watching a show he recommended now. And this happens every couple of months or so. Yeah. Biggie will say, oh, there's a show you'll love. And I'll say, you're so stupid. You have no idea. You have no idea what I'll like. And he always does what? Gets it right. Every time I watch, I always start by saying, Biggie thinks we'll like this show. You know how wrong he is.
And what generally has happened in my experience is that you will lap Biggie.
Yes.
You'll watch faster than he will.
Yep. And then
critique him for not watching enough. And then when Biggie abandons it, you'll think, hey, man.
And I ruined it for him. I ruined it for him. Well, he got me on this Vince Vaughn show, Bad Monkey.
I knew it. It's right up your alley.
Vince Vaughn, Bad Monkey. It's
a terrible name of a show.
I don't really know why. I know there's a monkey in it, but he's a minor role for now.
It might be the worst title of a show for a great show.
It is
great. Give me the 30-second pitch.
Vince Vaughn is a detective in Miami, the Florida Keys. He's removed from his position, but he investigates a murder off the books, and he's great. It's quirky.
All the characters are really good. They're all a little different, a little off.
Well written.
Great show. Terrible name.
Yeah. My friend the Diesel has read the book. The book is by a guy named Carl Hyacinth.
He's a good writer.
The Diesel loves him. I've never read anything by him, but this is one of his, and I think they're all set down in the Florida.
Yeah, community. I think he's one of those Florida guys.
And Vince Vaughn. It's just great. Vince Vaughn is great.
This is a perfect role for him and his style.
It is. It reminds me a little of Fletch. You see Fletch in the
80s? Oh, yeah.
I think he's kind of got that little Chevy check because he's real flippant but also serious at the same time because he's investigating a murder.
Yeah.
And it is so well done. And let me tell you, I don't mean to be belittling to women, but there are probably three women in this show that are just smoke shows.
I told you.
I mean, I cannot believe it.
I told you.
Whew, man, Vince Vaughn, dang, you know, and he's sleeping with a couple of them. And
yes, he is.
Dang, Vince, that is good stuff, isn't it? It's great.
Oh, I told you, I knew you'd love it once you got into it.
So, what platform is Bad Monkey on?
Apple TV Plus.
Mm-hmm.
And when I watched the first episode, I said to my wife, "Biggie's so dumb; he has no idea.
His pea brain, it's the size of a peanut."
So
once again.
You know, I watched the first one. I was like, it's all right. It's okay. It's not great. And then the ending, you're just like, this is awesome. And you go to the next.
Yep.
You know how they do. You go to the next one, and you get halfway through it. I'm like, he doesn't know what he's talking about. And by the end, you're just like hanging on. And there are a few that are just great.
Are you two watching it as a couple, Kelly?
We are. And my wife likes it as well. Now, there is a part in the Bahamas. And full disclosure, my wife has trouble with the Bahamian accent. So she has told me. I can't understand. I don't know.
I don't know this part.
I have to catch her up.
I know sometimes you guys will watch with subtitles, even when the show's in English.
Yeah, we do that. We've done that because there's a Bahamian accent there.
I've become subtitle guy. I watch most everything with subtitles on now.
Yeah, I have to say, so do I. Sometimes it annoys me. But then
I like that TV has to be spoon-fed to you even more.
I need it. I need to read these things. Yes. Especially during the part in the Bahamas. That part's like, you know, because they're like, hey, man. And at some points, my wife will say, I got no idea who this guy is. And I'll say, yeah, I think I know who that is.
They all loop together at some point. But right now, where you're at, I'm sure it's
like two stories that do come together.
Yeah.
Now, I've seen half of it. I binged six episodes. There's only 10. Binged six. And Biggie was right. I have to apologize to him again. Phenomenal. Phenomenal show. Have you seen the whole thing?
Oh, yeah. I've been finished.
It's really, really
great.
Good. I really like Vince Vaughn. That guy.
Is that one of those that's one season and done? Or do we know, will there be more? Was that the whole story?
Well, that was one book.
I don't know. I mean, I think the character could easily carry on.
I feel like it's the character is probably in more than one book, is my guess, because he's like the main guy, you know. And it's well told, it's well narrated, it's well acted.
And you're right, very Fletch-like.
Yeah. Just fun, but yeah. A little bit of seriousness, too. And the female leads. Right. Oh, my God. I just cannot even tell you how. At one point, Vince, now how would you feel about this? Vince Vaughn, one of them is she does autopsies. What do you call pathologist? Pathologist, coroner. Yeah. And she and Vince Vaughn do it on the table where all the dead people have been.
on the slab.
Yeah. And I thought I'd do that. I would do that. You know, I mean, because.
You wouldn't initiate.
No, I wouldn't. And he didn't either. She initiated. And she like put him on the table, and he's like, "This is kind of gross." And, yeah, but still,
is this happening?
It did. It happened. Yes. It's a really really good.
She's so hot. I'd let her do that.
Absolutely right. I wouldn't
fight that.
What about inside the little refrigerated drawers where they put the bodies out of view?
I'd do it.
It'd be hard for me, but
it'd be difficult. Yeah. It'd be difficult.
Mm-hmm. But they're not. Roomy. I don't know how well lit they are. I'm guessing they're not.
I'd say not at all. I'd say they're as dark as dark could get.
I don't know where she's been. I'm sure she's been in other things, but tremendous. I haven't seen her before. Tremendous. She's one of the most attractive women I think I've ever seen.
Absolutely gorgeous. And there's two women in it.
Two, yeah.
And the other one is beautiful. I mean, beautiful. As soon as she walked on the screen, it's like, holy cow.
Really? You're right. There's three women in this that are really all.
I mean, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I know you're
I mean,
not
it's unbelievably good casting as far as good-looking people.
They are really good-looking people.